Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello and welcome everyone to Beamer Blog Talk Radio. I'm Rainey Hale, so this is Horse Thursday. I'm calling you from a just gorgeous Pacific Northwest here today. I think it's supposed to be up into the 70s again today and blue sky and sunny, so I'm going to enjoy my day after I get to spend the morning with you guys. Before I say hello to my co-host, I'd like to remind everyone to please press 1 on your phone if you've got any questions or comments. Testimonials. We would love to hear from you. Again, on the show, we need to keep those to horse stories or questions using the horse unit, and we really need to keep it more behavioral and training type stories for this type of public show. So on that note, I'll go ahead and say hi to Nate. Hi, Nate.
Good morning, or actually afternoon. I tell you, looking out my window here, it is absolutely blue skies with white puffy clouds, but it is like 34 degrees. So they say we got some actual, we're supposed to have like 3 to 5 inches of snow starting tonight. So enjoy it while we can.
Well, it's a little cold here. It's only, 52 or so right now, but it's supposed to get up to 70. I think the rain's coming back next week, though, so. But I'm going to enjoy this sun while we've got it. The Pacific Northwest has been beautiful this spring.
Good.
All right. So I know well, thanks for coming. I don't see Tiff on here quite yet, but I'm sure she's going to be on here soon. And I haven't heard from Linda. I'm not sure if she's going to be able to jump on or not, but probably we won't hear from Dr. B. He's awful sick with fighting COVID right now, he and his wife. So our thoughts are all with them and hoping their bodies can fight this thing off. So thinking about him today. There's Tiff. Let's say good morning to her or hello to her. Hi, Tiff.
Good morning, Rainey. Good morning, Nate. How's everybody doing?
Good morning.
It's nice here, too.
Great. Awesome.
Great.
So it doesn't look like we've got any – oh, sorry. Go ahead, Jeff.
Sorry, go ahead. No, that's fine.
Oh,
go ahead.
I was just saying, it doesn't look like we have anyone that has any urgent questions or comments for us. So, Nate, I was kind of hoping you would share with us a little bit about what the your panel is working on. We had a couple of things that we talked about in the call last night. Some Saturdays, and I know I've been talking with Cindy about some things she's working on, and when she's ready, she's planning on coming on the show and giving us some updates on stuff that they're doing. But I know you guys have been working really hard, and you've been working on a lot of things, so if you want to just let us know what you guys are working on and what we can start to expect here pretty soon would be great.
Well, sorry, I can't do that. No, I'm teasing. No, I would love to. It is exciting. I mean, we've literally been today is what, Thursday. Tuesday we had a 3-hour meeting. Tonight we'll probably have another 3-hour meeting, and there's a lot of planning and participation that goes into getting all this stuff rolled out. But yes, we actually on May 2nd, actually from noon to 3 o'clock, 3:30 Eastern Standard Time, and you can do your conversions from there. On May 2nd, we're going to have our first ever Beamer Horse Saturday. And 3 weeks away, we're going to be rolling out a lot of different things. And it's going to be basically in two different sections. We do have, in the beginning, starting at 9 o'clock, basically it'll be an introduction to some of the speakers of the day. You'll get to meet the entire advisory council and everybody that's been working on this stuff. And then we're going to actually go through the brand new horse presentation. It's about 40 slides. It has three or four different videos embedded into it. And it's just going to be an introduction to let you guys see firsthand the new presentation that you'll be able to utilize in actually doing your own presentations. And so we'll have that rolling out first of all. And that time frame is going to be a good time frame for you to introduce your IBDs, also any prospects or guests that you would like to have on for that first segment. So it's going to go from about 9 to about 10:30, so about an hour and a half. So 9 to, say, 10:15 will be that first segment, and then we'll have some testimonials built in there with some of the team and some other people. And we'll probably be hearing from, I'm pretty sure, Albert and Dr. Burka and Dr. Kate. They'll give some of their insights on how we're dealing with the new unit for horses. And then the second portion, starting about 10:45, we're going to have a training presentation. Now, we do have several different scenarios. We want to make sure that people are really trained to know how to, especially if you have no involvement in the past with horses. And we want to make sure before you're really going out there and approaching folks that you get good training. Now, this training is not that, but this will give you a good understanding, and we're going to be going through different things about, you know, horse evolution and horse sense and safety, anatomy of a horse. I mean, how do you do a proper demo? What is the basic plan as far as usage and applications, you know, working with the blanket and the cuff at the same time? Definitely a bunch of do's and don'ts for those that know how to even approach a horse, or where to do a session and how to do a session, and are we actually doing just one thing at a time, are we doing two things at a time, whatever. And then we'll probably, I don't know if we're actually going to be able to do a live feed with an actual live horse. But if not, we'll just actually do it on one of the mannequins. And then we'll have a time for about a half an hour of question and answers. So that'll be the initial rollout of the new presentation for the most part. And then we also are in the process of putting a whole slide deck for actual certification, so to speak. So if you want to be a part of corporate doing some of their different shows and being a part of those shows, they're going to request and require that you actually have gone to actual certification, that you really know what you're talking about. And so for everybody that's on here and is familiar with horse clientele, they're a different bunch of people, and they can often smell a phony a mile away and don't know what you're talking about. They'll blow you out of the water. But then on the other side, we really want to make sure that we have this in place, because the product we have is a standalone product. There is nothing else like it, and we want to protect the image. And in saying that, we have had a number of different high-end trainers that have loved the product, but they don't like the way it's marketed, or how people are just going out and, you know, broadcasting it, and they really don't know a thing about horses. So we want to make sure that we are protecting our brand and keeping that alive and strong. And but with the influence that we're trying to introduce, I believe that we're really going to have a real growth swing start to take place because we are incorporating more Western disciplines and pictures, and it's not so sterile, I guess you could say. I mean, I know that our branding is everything with name and our colors and everything like that. It has been pretty much uniform to dressage and jumpers, European. So we're trying to make it more applicable to us here in the U.S. to try to really promote that. And so we're doing a training slide presentation, actually an academy. So there's so much stuff going on, but it's all coming out, and you're going to get to experience that here in just a few weeks and see exactly what we're talking about. So hopefully our time has not been wasted. I mean, we do have put hours and hours and hours of time into this whole process, and in between Brad Horn and Dr. Kate, and we're, you know, literally, you know, the whole process of doing things, we go over stuff and we give our recommendations, and then it gets switched, and then it has to go through Dr. Kate, Dr. Burka, then it has to go to corporate, then it comes back to us, and it's just a big revolving thing, because actually what we're doing here in the United States is probably going to be released for all the other countries too, because they don't have anything like this. So we're just trying to be as compliant as possible and making sure that it's going to fit into any situation or country around the world that is utilizing Beamer technology. So it is exciting times. I'm thankful for the time frame of what's going on right now. I mean, we all have had time to relax and contemplate and maybe strategize. It has been a little frustrating if you've seen all the negative stuff on the news and everything else. But I tell you, if you're on my Facebook page, you want to go and take a look at what I posted today. You will get a true laugh out of the whole scenario. But anyway, if you need a good laugh, check that out. But it is fun. And I think, guys, where we're going in the future with our class two and pushing forward, it's the sky's the limit. And we're seeing the stage be set for us right now to totally deal with this in a different manner. And it is about increasing blood flow. It is about increasing the immune system. It is about naturally giving us and our animals a natural way to holistically heal themselves. And so we're seeing changes that I think are very, very positive. It just depends on how you're looking at it. So that's about the update of where we're at from that. And so if you have any other questions, or I don't know, Tiff, if you got any, I've been dying to go out and Beamer some horses, but it's just not happening.
Yeah, I totally agree. I've been dying too as well. It keeps snowing off and on here in Colorado, so we get the trailer out, we get the horses out, and then we get the snowmobiles out back and forth every couple weeks, so it's been kind of awkward that way, but I guess it's been good distraction to be out in the middle of nowhere that way. But been doing my own horses and been seeing some great things. You know, typically this time of year, they're pretty fresh, been turned out for, I like to give them a break in the wintertime and leave them alone and let them be horses. And, you know, they're usually pretty wound up with the green grass that's sprouting up out of the ground. And they're just calm as cucumbers. I mean, I actually figured out, and I think I said this on last Blog Talk Radio, was my mare, she's just a little bit more sensitive than the other two that we got here. And that putting it on her pole was really a big thing for her. So the boots, the cuffs that look like boots, I was putting it on her back leg, and she just wasn't coming down as well as I'd like her to like to see her. So I thought, you know, what did I do differently? And so I put it back on her pole, and that was the difference. So that made a huge difference for her, and she's used to the signal. She's used to the Beamer. And it's just that little bit of putting it on her pole that helps her just calm down even more. So she's been so much easier to deal with. I can put JW, our 5-year-old son, on the other horses, and I don't have to worry about him being turned out for 2 months and just getting back on and riding. That's really nice to have that safety factor with the Beamer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
And when you're doing that within the new V3, I just have a quick question, Nate, and then you can definitely go. When you're doing the new cuffs for the V3, are you just putting one cuff up there over the pole, or are you doing the strapping them together and wrapping them around?
Both.
Both.
I strap
okay.
them together and then wrap with a polo wrap or with vet wrap, whatever I have laying there. I specifically like to use a polo wrap because then I can just wash it and not have to keep buying vet wrap. But
yeah.
I use both of them a lot of the time, but I sometimes use just the one. And then I'll strap them together, even though we have a pony and not a miniature, I'll strap them together and I'll just put them on the pony as well, on her back, draped on her back thing, and hearing about what Nate has said with that as well. So that's been really helpful.
Perfect. All right, Nate, sorry I didn't want to jump in. I know you had something to add to that.
No, I mean, you just think of the safety factor that Tiff was just talking about. You know, that is really a big deal. Keeping those horses in a very relaxed mode, because normally, I mean, when you see horses coming out from being cooped up and blanketed and everything else and spring weather and the warmth, I mean, they can get a little bit frisky. And so, you know, when you have your kids coming out and you're putting them back on, man, I tell you, that is a really big deal to think about. And so you are going to see all those behavior patterns. And guys, I'm telling you, document this stuff. Matter of fact, one thing I would like to put out there is that if you go onto the equine landing page or what's the other Facebook page? Anyway, Muriel had put out a live link. We're really looking for some great stories of behavioral things that your love for Beamer, and so it can actually be put on the page. So if you have that, there's a live link you can click on. You can post a photo or two. They do want to keep it, unfortunately, because we can't even market the old one anymore. If you have newest unit, pictures with the newest unit, and a little 3 to 4 line paragraph explaining what's going on and your story about using the new vet line. So if you have any of those, make sure you post them, and they'll be added, and we want to change them up as much as possible, and they'll rotate them. And that way people can see continued new stories and help them understand more the benefits of Beamer. So please do that.
Yeah, you know, that's awesome. And, you know, Nate, when we're talking about the safety thing, we're talking about, of course, for us and our kids that we're getting on them, because, yeah, spring is always that time when everything's feeling a little frisky, even the kids. But and, of course, the horses can feed on that. But also for your horses who've been not doing much other than just kind of, you know, hanging around for the winter, if they start acting kind of crazy and, you know, bucking around and doing things, it can be a safety issue for them too. So it's safety for all of us, if we can kind of keep a sane head about us. So that's an important thing to keep remembering about this. I know we've talked about it before, but it's something that I don't want us to forget how important that is, you know, that safety factor for both us and our horses. And I just wanted to, I know we do have a caller here and I'll get to them in just a second, but I did want to just talk about a little bit what you were saying. And, you know, if you guys were on the call last night, you heard Yusuf talk in the end, which he's always so fun to hear. But he was just saying, you know, I don't know what the big deal is about. It's not that different. And I, you know, I kind of feel the same way as far as what we have here while we're waiting for the Beabody. Of course, the Beabody is great and we can't wait for it to come back. But for me, it really isn't that much different. The hardest part for me is just remembering the things I can't say, you know, because I've been saying them for so long. And then, you know, just making sure we get enough of the, you know, videos and marketing stuff so we can send people. That's the harder part for me, not really the fact that we don't have the Beabody. So, and again, in the end, this is going to be the best thing really for us. So I'm excited for what's going to happen in the future. And once we get on the other side of this, I think we'll all be happy that we did it. So, all right, our next caller our first caller, our only caller today, or our only one who wants to chat with us today, is looks like Jane, area code 910. Hi, Jane.
Good old Jane, here I am again, Lexington, Kentucky, with, by the way, darn good weather. I don't know how we miss that bad weather you have up there, Nate, but we do. Ha ha. No.
Thanks.
So
thanks, Jane. Love you too.
I listened last night to Yusuf because I like him. He always has a lot to offer, and it can get a little academic, and I love that.
Yeah.
But, you know, one thing that strikes me, he said, he gave me the idea, and I wish I could quote him. Of course, I didn't write it all down because then I can't listen. He alluded to the fact that we might be able, with the human side of it all, have more ability to speak about this device and what it can do, and that we won't have to worry so much about using words like PAIN and stuff like that. It sounded to me like we would be able to open up a little bit more because we have been uplifted, the way I understand it, to quote a muscle
stimulator.
Manipulator, mm-hmm. Let me call it that.
Yeah.
So maybe I misunderstood that. And then along with that question, how removed, or is it, will it be the same? For instance, this new compliancy with our Go set, we have new compliancy with, of course, those three things, the pad, the spot, the box. Will that mm-hmm. apply to the Beamer Vet? Will we be able to use, you know what I'm asking, I hope.
Are you asking if the terminology, if because we're class two, we can start using some different terminology, if we can also use that for the vet line, is that what you're asking?
Thank you, much better. You said that much better than me fumbling around.
Okay. That maybe is a good question for Nate. So I don't know, as far as classifications, if once it changes a little bit for our class two, if that's going to affect what we can, the words we can use when we talk about the vet unit for horses.
No.
Okay.
Because understanding it's the pro unit that is actually being the class two, not the veterinarian
right.
line. So you're still going to have to maintain as much as possible. In all regards, we want to be as safe and make sure our posture is in the right place. Yes, it is going to give us a little bit of leniency in how we actually talk about different things. And Dr. Burka, in the whole new slide deck and everything that's coming out for the academies, they're going into more detail explaining exactly what we can say and what we can't say. But I do know still, it's not giving us carte blanche to start saying disease states and all those kind of things. So still, the way I look at it, Jane, is I'm trying to keep the same posture as I had before. We will get a little bit of leniency to maybe say pain. But, you know, the facts are I don't want to mess this up anyway that the FDA can say, hey, foul. And you guys are not doing what you're supposed to do, and deal with the ramifications
cool.
of that.
I get that. I definitely get that and respect that from you, Nate. I think you're always very careful about that. So that's a good thing to remember. Thank you.
Yep, you bet.
All right. Thanks, Jane, so much for the question. It's always good to think about things in a different way. So thank you for asking that question and for calling in.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Jane, and that warm weather, would you?
I'll try to shoo it up there as best as I can, darling.
All right.
Thanks as always, Jane. All right. Our next caller is area code 912.
Area code 912, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Beth Martin in Savannah, Georgia.
Hello.
And I've got you all week. Hello. Can you
I
hear me?
I bet you do.
Yes. So, we've got you all beat here. Not a cloud in the sky. In about 60, going to be 70. So anyway, I won't, pour salt in the wound. But I'm a small animal veterinarian that was trained after vet school in mixed animal. So I guess my two comments would be, one, in relation to those who are more familiar with the human, the proset with the humans, and branching off into the equine unit, take that leap of faith, learn, some equine, and you don't have to be so knowledgeable, but don't constrict yourself or confine yourself to doing something that it can open up a whole new world out there for you. Everybody knows somebody that has a horse around them. So, I hear a lot of distributors that just are scared to do that. So, and reach out to your veterinarian, so we're not that unapproachable. And then, two, I think also with the whole pain and being compliant, we are a medical device, whether class one or class two. If you come from a medical background, yes, we say pain all the time. Never really had to deal with FDA compliance, except when it came to, major things. So I think, to me, I will always try and stay, whether we're in the class, it just stay discomfort. Get into the habit of just forget about it, because the owners will or people will look at you, and because it is odd for someone to say discomfort, that sounds old, an old term, and they'll wind up saying pain for you anyway. So if you just stay compliant, then you don't have to, change from one issue to another. Does that make sense? So
that makes a lot of sense, and thank you for sharing that. And it comes down to knowing the science and knowing exactly what Beamer does and what the signal does. And if you share that, I tell you, any person in their right mind is going to understand. We have to have blood flow, and that's, like I said earlier, setting the stage. Everything that's going on right now is literally setting the stage for us to have a bigger posture in personal health. And so staying compliant is always the best thing that we can do, and so I really appreciate you backing up that point. And it's interesting also is that I've caught myself hearing, it's interesting, when we hear discomfort, well, we're starting to see commercials that instead of using pain, they're starting to use discomfort. Yeah. And so it's not as weird as what it used to be 5 years ago when we were so used to saying pain, 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 and then we couldn't. So we're seeing some changes, but I think at all times we want to be compliant and protect this brand.
And if I could, real quick, just to be succinct in what I should have been more succinct in saying, that we as distributors need to be more, we're passionate, but be more confident and knowledgeable of what we know the Beamer can do and the science. And then everything else will fall into place, as long as you're honest and you're open and you're excited that horse people don't care if you're not a horse person, as long as you don't agree, you don't try and fake it. Just be confident.
Right.
And
you don't
go
pretend
out
you are
there in the product. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and yeah, definitely. That's what I was going to say too. Is not necessarily just don't pretend that you know what you're doing, because they'll know right away. But the other thing is, Nate's new training and the certifications and things are going to help a lot. The panel and all the stuff that they're working on with this additional training and like hands-on, maybe we can even get, a live horse on these things for them to really be showing you how you should approach horses and how you should put the blanket on, or of course we're not doing that. We're having the owners do that, but I think this is really going to help people that aren't necessarily horse people to really be able to feel a little bit more confident about doing that. Even still, you want to be honest that you're not a horse person, that you have been trained on this, you know. So I think that's really going to help people with their confidence and being able to approach horse owners.
Well, you know, it's kind of like in the very beginning, Rainey, when I got started in this business, and all of us, we can say that when we got started, all we knew is we seen the difference, and we didn't have all the answers. And there's nothing more exciting than to tell somebody, you know what, that's a good question, but I don't know the answer, so let me find out, and I'll get back with you. You know what that automatically says? Two things. It means that you're a person of integrity, that you're not lying and trying to fake it. And then that means to the other person, wow, if he doesn't know that answer, maybe I don't have to know everything in order to do this.
Yeah.
So there's nothing wrong with being honest. That's what, I mean, we really need to be upfront and tell people, you know what, that is a great question, but I'm not a horse person, but I have seen what this has done with me personally in my own health and understanding that the unit that I use is very similar to the unit for horses. And I got friends that have horses and I've heard their stories. So let me get you that information or let me get you in contact with somebody. And we're actually going to set up, I think, a program to where the people that do not have horse experience, if they do need horse experience, you know, although it's going to come with a fee, because I know, honestly, guys, anybody that's on the panel, we make all kinds of three-way calls and everything else, and we're not getting a dime for it. And it's really taking a lot of our time. And we still have businesses. We're independent beamer distributors also, and we're still trying to cultivate our own business. But there is going to be, I think, an opportunity to where there's a little contract that if you want us to or somebody to do an actual three-way call, and if the sale is actually closed, that there would be some kind of reimbursement. And that'll be rolling out too. But it's going to give everybody an opportunity to do horse sales. So looks like we got more callers. Or is there?
No. No, nobody else that wants to chat with us. So so thanks so much, Beth, and I appreciate you, you know, bringing up those things, and those are important things to think about. So thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right. No, I don't know what you're looking at. I don't think we have any more.
Oh, that 910. Okay. That was Jane.
Yeah, that was Jane.
I don't know. Yep. Maybe did she come back on as another question?
No, it just stays there. Yep.
Okay.
I have to keep track. So I keep good notes.
Well, this is kind of new for me, looking at the dashboard, because I normally am not here to have my computer.
Yeah,
I'm usually
on
the road.
Usually
so.
At home, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, once they press that button, it stays there. So I just keep a list.
Okay.
I'd like to
add something.
Yeah, please, Tess, go ahead.
Yeah, so, you know, the biggest question I get is, what is it like this? What is it like this? And there's other products out there. Of course, we know that there's way more horse products, more so than human products out there. And when they ask about all of that, you know, I give them the answer. But then I also just say, because we don't have a ton of horse research at the moment, which is coming, and we're patiently waiting for that. But I say, you know, it's tested on humans. We have so much research for the human unit, and we have lots of stuff that says that it, you know, it helps with this. And I give them if they're really, really interested in hearing, I give them the book that has all that research that you can purchase. I think now you can actually purchase that in the back office, but I got mine from my upline and purchased that from her. But I think that's really good to know, because not a lot of other products out there are sufficiently researched in human use, and then, you know, they rolled out an animal unit. So that's pretty good kind of strategy to just work your way around that question, but also just give them a straight answer and also say, you know, it's coming, but this is what I can show you that it's done in the human.
Absolutely. And we are working, actually, Cindy Schellenberg has kind of spearheaded some documentation that we've been researching on the other products and how we actually roll that out, you know, comparing Beamer. And we don't want to ever get, again, like I've said before, we don't ever want to get in the position of, you know, although we know our product is superior, but we don't want to degrade or belittle any other product that's out there in taking more of a professional stance. There are differences, and those differences need to be made known. And so we're working on documentation of a comparison of probably the top 10 different PEMF devices out there. And so more than likely, we'll see how that plays out, if that'll be in the back office or whatever else. But still working on that and compiling some information. But just so people can have a comparison, you know, of price and what exactly does it do and what are the intensities, what are the hertz, you know, what are the microteslas, you know, so people can really understand. And the thing is, what's making this research really hard is these other products, they don't have research. And so it's really making it hard for us to even compare to let people know what actually these other products are doing. I do know that Muriel has made the comment, and I truly believe it, and that is understanding the principles. Most of the products out there on the market, they're working from the outside in or from the top down, depending on what they're doing. But no other product like Beamer that is actually working from the inside out. So we're working on the deep cellular level of how the body actually works. And when you just take a look at that paradigm, that's a big, big selling point. You know, we're working from the inside out. So we'll see when that all rolls out, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, that would be great. And for you know, somebody like me who's, you know, I've been using Beamer for, you know, 5.5 years or something now. You know, I know a lot about Beamer, but I don't know a lot about some of those other devices. And not that I need to know exactly how they work, but to be able to answer some of those questions, to be able to know the basic idea of, well, this is how this machine works, but this is the difference of what Beamer does. To be able to answer those questions a little bit more completely would be super helpful. And so I'm so glad you guys are doing that. All right, and it looks like we're at that time now. So we should probably, it looks like we did get a couple more people that, oh, no. Maybe one more person that wanted to chat, but we are down to the end of our time here now. So please call back in next week. We would love to chat with you. I will send it around to see if anyone's got any final words before we run out of time here. Tiff, any final words for today?
I think we covered a lot of really great things today. And just to know that now is a good time to prepare yourself, go back in the back office, educate yourself of all the really great stuff that the board's been putting together, Nate, and everybody that's been working so hard. And I just encourage you to do that and to continue to put them on your own horses if you're able to see the results and play with it and figure out, you know, what works best for them and how and why. And just continue to enjoy this time that we have.
All right. Thanks, Tiff. And Nate?
Well, I tell you, if you didn't have the opportunity to get on the call last night and listen to Yusuf, which I actually thought this was pretty funny, because when he started saying, well, I'm going to break down what Dr. Burka said, and I'm going to make it in more, in layman's terms. And after listening to him, it was like, okay, Yusuf, you're just on a different level, buddy. And so anyway, I so appreciate his passion, because he does know, you know, understanding just by the patented Beamer signal, what it does and how it interacts, and when increasing blood flow, and you take it to those other dynamics of increasing hormones and enzymes and signals and, you know, causing your blood to be thin enough so it doesn't clot or does clot. All these different things happens because of Beamer. And when you listen to him, he really gives you some really good insight. So just as an encouragement in this time frame that we're still kind of in down mode, do your due diligence and help yourself to be educated and learn a little bit more. So when we hit the ground running with our new Go unit, you're going to be ready to go. So, again, safety to everybody, blessings, and it's always my pleasure to be on the call.
Thanks so much, Nate. Yeah, I agree with you about Yusuf. You know, the more he started talking, the more technical he got, which I love. But, yes, he said he was going to break it down in layman's terms. But, yeah, he's just on a different level than the rest of us laymen, I think. but, yes, please take advantage and listen to that once they send that recording out, which I'm sure that they will. It's always some really great information. And, you know, the whole team, you know, we're talking about how much the vet panel here is doing and all the work they're doing, but really the whole Beamer team is really just working really, really hard to get us as much information as we possibly can, both, you know, on all the new, you know, marketing and training things for the new GoPro, and also for, you know, taking advantage of all this. So there's stuff every day almost for training and education. So take advantage of this time and really get beef up your Beamer knowledge. And you know, Beamer's making it really easy for you to do that with all these online things that they're doing. So yeah, great. Thanks so much everyone for listening and calling in. We'd love to have you on here. Please tune in tomorrow for Recognition Friday. But we will talk to you all next Thursday. Thanks, everyone. Have such a great week.
Bye-bye.
And aloha from Hawaii for Linda.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.